You know, when it was time for my parents to retire, their chief concern was where to park their travel trailer. Their home and cars, they were paid off. Their pensions were plentiful, their needs few. What a difference a generation makes. These days, pensions are disappearing, medical costs are ridiculous, and you can't earn squat at the bank. And that's why I designed a course developed specifically to help you win your retirement. It's called The Only Retirement Guide You'll Ever Need. Among other things, you're going to learn a simple, proven system to destroy all your debts, how to know you won't outlive your money, and how to score up to $12,000 more every year in Social Security. And that's just for starters. Do you want to win your retirement? Then go to MoneyTalksNews.com and look for the Academy button at the top of the page. That's MoneyTalksNews.com, then click on Academy. MoneyTalksNews.com, Academy. You're going to be glad you did this. I guarantee it. Hey there, I'm Stacy Johnson, and this is Money, the podcast where we talk about all things money, how to get it, how to keep it, how to grow it, and what it all means in your life. Today, we're going to talk about food, specifically growing your own. You know, I've been a consumer reporter on TV for nearly 30 years, and during that time, I've interviewed a ton of interesting people. Today's example, after doing a news story a few years ago on growing your own food, I sat down for a longer talk with an expert on that topic. It's both appetizing and easily digestible. I think you'll dig it. Ready? Let's do it. I'm here with Chelsea Mirando on a kind of a rainy Thursday morning. We're going to hope that it doesn't rain on us. But we're here to talk about food, namely growing your own food. Chelsea grows her own food. She has a community garden. You also offer organic products. There's a store right here next to us that you can't see. Tell me about growing your own food. I have no idea how to do it. I suspect that it's over my head. Who can do it and how do you do it?
Well, Stacy, everybody can grow their own food. You can container garden. You can have a plot, such as we do here. Yeah. And you can grow through hydroponics and get as crazy as you want.
Wait. What's hydroponics?
Hydroponics is a method of stackable growing that we use instead of a soil medium. We use a coconut core. And we have that in the front of our farm here, and what it does is it's a drip irrigation, and the water drips from pot to pot to pot, and it's very simple. Usually it can run right on a timer.
I have to tell you, Chelsea, this does not sound very simple to me. This sounds kind of complicated. Let's back up a step.
Okay.
Let's back up a step. Now, this is people all over the country are going to be listening to this, maybe all over the world.
Okay.
We're in Florida.
Right.
So obviously there are certain types of plants that are only going to grow in certain areas at certain times of the year.
Correct.
Okay. We're standing in Florida now. It's May.
Correct.
What would I be growing?
In May, right now, we would be wrapping up our collard greens, our kales. Greens pretty much ended last month, but our hot peppers, okra, a lot of the southern foods that we have here, because we're moving into a much warmer tropical climate. So summer tends to get a little trickier, but it's still easy to grow.
And I can literally, if I really wanted to do this, I could.
Absolutely.
And how would I start? Would I go, let's assume for a moment, I live in the burbs, which mm-hmm. I do. I don't have a field.
Correct.
What do I do?
I would start off with some container gardening. And if you love a good...
Like literally a flower pot when you
correct.
Say container. Okay.
Yep. You can pick, you know, pots of all different sizes. I would start off with smaller varieties of tomatoes. Instead of going for the big beefsteak, try the cherries or a yellow pear or some...
And I can grow this in a flower pot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
I see
just needs a little water and some sun and... And it's that easy. Herbs are also very easy to start. So if you already have your potatoes and onions and you want to add a little rosemary is virtually indestructible.
And I'm going to be saving some serious dough doing this too, right?
Hi, everyone. Aaron here. Could you use an extra $991? Yeah, I sure could. $991. Believe it or not, that is the average amount our newsletter subscribers report saving every year. Our totally free Money Talks newsletter is stuffed with actionable advice and tips to help boost your savings and slash your expenses. It only takes 2 seconds to subscribe. Just go to MoneyTalksNews.com. You'll see the sign up right there on the homepage. Do it now, and you'll also get a free ebook, 208 Ways to Save Money Every Day. I've used this book. It's great. That alone is a $15 value. So let's recap. $991 to gain, nothing to lose. Subscribe right now at moneytalksnews.com. That's moneytalksnews.com. I'll also put that link in our show notes. Sign up now. You'll be glad you did.
Well, sure, 3 ounces of rosemary, and you can grow bushes of it. 3 ounces of rosemary cost organically at Whole Foods, probably cost about $4.99 for 3 ounces. And if you see you got a bush over there that's about 2 feet high and 2 feet wide, you have endless variety.
So herbs I should try to grow, maybe tomatoes, relatively easy.
Small varieties.
Here's a question. Are there things that aren't suitable for growing at home, because they might cost less in a store than it costs me to grow them? Or is just about anything better?
Well, definitely anything is, everything is better when you grow it yourself. Whether eggplant, which is quite easy to grow here in South Florida, and basil, which is also very expensive to purchase in the store. So sure, there's lots of different things.
I mean, there are things like corn, for example.
Corn can be a little bit tricky here in the Tri-County area, in the southern part. We don't get very
I'm just
much.
Thinking about a pot on my back porch, you know. It'd be kind of hard to grow corn. Right?
Corn, correct. Corn can be, and it's also really apt to pesticides and, or, you know, very difficult to grow.
Because insects eat it.
Correct.
Okay, so and so you don't want to use pesticides.
Correct. We don't want genetically modified corn.
Let's say that I start growing on my back porch. I grow some tomatoes. I'm pretty happy with what I have. Now I want to do even more.
Yes.
And I can do that at a place like this.
Absolutely.
A community garden. How do I find a community garden?
Well, community gardens.
I can just look online.
You could look it up online. You could look in your local newspaper, or you can get with a lot of the local churches. They advertise your community newsletters.
Okay.
So many communities, and especially here in Broward County.
Now, you guys at home can't see all these plots around us, but there are
24.
24, okay. Is each one of these plots belongs to one person?
Well, not necessarily one person. They're organizations.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we've got food pantries, several nonprofits. We have local restaurants here that...
Are they all free? I mean, is it free for me to get one of these plots? No, this is your business, so I assume that you rent these out.
We do. We lease them out per season.
Okay.
So the season starts on September 15th and runs to the 4th of July.
Okay. And about how much for one of these plots?
It's about approximately $300 to $500 for the entire season. However, ours is well maintained. If the customer can't come, we make sure that the weeds are taken care of. So we manage
their
gardens.
Okay, so you might, this is not then to dissuade people in other parts of the country, because they might find a community garden much less expensive.
Sure, right up the street, they're $65 an entire year.
Okay, cool. Because I was going to say, $500, I mean, that sounds like I'd be better off buying my own, you know, produce.
Correct. However, you know, ours just runs a little bit differently. Ours is 100% organic, and we do all the maintenance. So you don't have to water them. You don't have to.
And this brings up another thing to look for then. Because if you're looking for a community garden, you might find one that's inexpensive and not maintained.
Correct.
Or you might find one that's well maintained. Would it also be a place that I could go for advice? Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Correct.
There's other people here, obviously, who do.
Right.
So I could come in, like, to you even, if I was a novice, or maybe other people that are growing things, and I could say, what is that? And should I grow that? And is it easy? And, you know, get some guidance.
Sure. Well, we do organic gardening classes all throughout the season. So we start October 15th, and then we run right into the end of April, and we have gardening classes every 2 weeks.
Would you say, Chelsea, that this is also more, yes, you can save money. Yes, you can grow better food. But is it also kind of a labor of love? Is it kind of a hobby type thing too? I mean, you wouldn't, if I said to you, all I want to do is save money on produce, would you say, oh, you have to do this? Or would you say, really, you want to do this because you love doing it, not just because it saves money?
Well, there is definitely, Stacey, a sense of pride when you're growing your own food and you're watching it go from seed and you get that first flower and then you're picking your first tomato. Absolutely. I feel that there is a huge sense of satisfaction and going out there and children, my children going out and picking their greens and lettuce and maybe a cucumber out in the garden for their salad that night. And then they also are sit there and they're more apt to eat it.
Because they grew it.
They grew it.
That's really cool. Now, do you also have them raise, do you have your kids raising cattle and...
Well, as you can see, we do have 42 rescued animals on the property.
Yes.
So everything from chickens. However, no, our chickens are raised by a chicken farmer right, you know, just 10 miles up the road. And then our grass-fed beef, which is 100% grass-fed, is raised right in Chipley, Florida. So, which is just about a couple hundred miles away.
And you know what was interesting, too? I've lived in Fort Lauderdale for a long time. What you guys can't see at home is that we're not only in a garden... We're really close to downtown. I had no idea that there could possibly be a community garden. I mean, there's asphalt virtually all around us and train tracks right there.
Yeah, and the train's coming as we speak.
Oh, really? Okay, in that case, we better wrap it up. Chelsea, thanks so much for your time. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Okay, guys, that's all I've got for today. Want to know more about today's topic? Visit me online at moneytalksnews.com. You can just do a search for food, and you're going to learn a ton more. That's moneytalksnews.com. And thanks for spending a little time with me today, guys. There's a million podcasts out there. I'm honored you chose mine. And if you do like what you heard, do both of us a favor. Subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. Then please review me. It takes you 2 seconds. Makes my mom proud. Thanks again, folks. I'm Stacy Johnson, and I'll see you right here next time.